At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yes, sir. Indeed, it is the Fan After Dark on a Freestyle Friday, maybe a Freaky Friday, maybe a Football Friday. Whatever kind of Friday you want it to be in your head, we will make it happen here on the Fan After Dark. Speaking of Fs, Fred is up in Kansas. You want to give us a score update, Kevin Walker?
I don't want to
reach out to Fred.
I don't think you need to.
Fred's alma mater is playing his son's current school, Santa Fe Chargers?
Correct. Santa Fe Trail Chargers, yep.
Is Xavier, Fred's son's school. And they're playing Fred's alma mater, which is?
Hayden, Wildcats. Boys, it's not looking good. Second quarter, 32-0.
Oof.
The opposition.
32-0.
It's not good. I don't think you're going to get a text from him anytime soon. And I'm also going to venture to guess he's probably not going to join the Mythical High School football show at 10 o'clock. Oh, fun fact. Last Friday, when we did the Mythical High School football show, Fred was our first interview. So he literally goes from interviewing on the Fan to interviewing over there. He almost got pulled over while we were doing the interview, and he kept his composure and did not curse one time. It was actually quite impressive.
Wow.
He thought he was going to get pulled over. The guy behind him got pulled over. All mid-interview. It was very exciting.
It's the Fred Davis experience.
It most certainly is.
Speaking of composure, someone texted in 214. They said, lock in, Blake. You got this. What did I do?
Maybe they're just giving you a little encouragement.
I don't know. Okay.
Positivity, baby.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
He said, you got it. Was I like falling? I didn't think faltering?
So. They also said Mavs are getting cooked.
The Mavs, I mean, it's 32-25. They're losing by 7. Okay. You got a chance to redeem yourself, guys. We're going to talk some Dallas Mavericks here. We're going to talk some Anthony Davis trade rumors. We're going to talk some Nico Harrison is out of there. Mark Cuban is in there. But let's get to this first. This is redemption time, boys. I believe in you. Y'all know who started. You know who's on the team. We'll start with the easy one. Who do you think is leading the New Orleans Pelicans? And you can't look it up there, Trevor. So you're looking real intensely in your computer.
I've already looked.
Okay, we'll go to Trevor then. We'll go to Trevor. Who is leading the Pelicans in scoring? They have 32 points. The leading scorer has 11. The other guy has 10. And Queen. Both of them were in the starting lineup.
Queen.
Derek Queen has 2 points. Incorrect.
Ugh, he stinks.
Don't guess the other guy you're leaning on either.
Well, I was going to say Zion. That's
0 points.
Those are the only two that I remember, to be completely honest.
He's putting up the only stat he has is one assist.
Try again. It was the point guard that I said goes to a red school.
The guy from Loyola Chicago?
No, that was who you guessed he went to.
You didn't tell me where he went, so that's what I'm saying. I didn't remember.
Jeremiah Fears. Jeremiah Fears.
So I'm spooky.
Okay, here's an easier one. Kevin, do you already know the Dallas one?
I think so.
Okay, you don't. Okay, who's leading the Dallas Mavericks in scoring? There is three players with 6.
What's Oklahoma, by the way?
There is three players with 6. You guys have got this. All three of them started tonight. You have a 3-5 chance of getting this answer correct. Who are one or all three of the players that have 6 points for the Dallas Mavericks leading them in scoring?
Cooper Flagg. I'm going to go.
No, hush. Trevor?
Gafford.
No.
Gafford. Why? You make me sound. Gafford, I need a text that's saying you can do it, Trevor. That's what I need.
Okay, you're right. Let me switch my attitude. You got this, Trevor. That's wrong. 2 points. Try again.
Let's say Brandon Williams. I think Brandon. Man,
it's just funny because there was 5 players to guess, and he had a 3, and he gave the 2 players who didn't have 6. Okay, that's incorrect. Brandon Williams has 0 points. The answers are right in front of you now, Trevor. Stop looking. I'm looking at you. Look at your computer. I'm watching you.
I'm trying to do work, too. I'm sorry.
Trying to do work in the middle of me asking him a question?
Standout stud.
I don't
stud.
Know. Kevin's playing, too.
Standout stud, Max Christie.
This. There you go. Last one, Trevor.
PJ Washington.
Process of elimination,
those
baby.
Are my basketball studs over there.
We know our stuff.
I will never do a terrible job. I apologize.
No, we're here. We're here as a community.
We're here to get better. That's you know, we push you to get better at Rangers. You push us to get better at basketball. That's what we're here for, right?
34-25 Pelicans.
I can never get the game on one of these TVs.
Pelicans are up on the Dallas Mavericks, but I do got some trade rumors to bring to your guys' attention.
Mm.
This is from Kendrick Perkins. Take it with a grain of salt. He said it on the Road Tripping Show. Now, I'm not the biggest Perkins fans, but
I listen to what he says.
I will say the 2 times that I've seen him in person, he has told me to come over there and like dap him up. I don't know if he thinks I'm somebody else, but like both times he's like, what's up, bro? Come here. And then we dap up and talk for like 5 minutes. Both times. Don't know how he knows me. Maybe he doesn't know me and he thinks I'm someone else. Maybe he thinks I'm Danny Green. I don't know.
Is he hit with like the little bro? What's up, little bro?
Pretty much. And like we talk. It was both of the times was during when the Mavs were in the playoffs.
No disrespect to you, but I'd assume Danny Green's a little taller.
A little bit.
So I'd assume he'd be able to make that difference.
I'm seeing it now.
My hair wasn't embraced.
I had my hair up. I think if you cut it, isn't Danny Green, doesn't he have like he wear the do-rag and the waves? Like, doesn't he have waves?
No. Just move on.
All right,
Danny Green does not have waves. Danny Green has like a messy afro.
Yeah. Does he?
Yeah.
All right.
What are you thinking of?
I'm thinking Danny Green played for the Spurs.
Yeah, he doesn't have waves.
I don't think he ever has.
No. He's always had like a little mini fro.
I lived in San Antonio for 4 years. I'm pretty sure Danny Green had waves at one point.
No.
No.
He had short hair. I'll give you that.
All right. Well,
we'll move on. The Detroit Pistons are apparently showing interest in Dallas Mavericks former All-Star big man, Anthony Davis.
That makes a lot of sense.
My sources are telling me the Detroit has a lot of interest in Anthony Davis and would like to pursue him per Kendrick Perkins. Now, I will say Brett Siegel, who's a little bit more reporter tapped in than Perkins, quote tweeted it and said, yeah, this isn't happening for any of those y'all wondering. So,
all right.
We got to take one side of the coin. Are we believing Perkins or Brett Siegel?
For my heart,
I'm going to take Kendrick Perkins' word for it. I like what he's saying. The Detroit Pistons are interested. The Detroit Pistons are also balling right now. If any of you guys haven't been paying attention,
they are.
I want to say they are first or second in the East. Let me see. They're first. 15-2. They've lost 2 games all year. Only them and the Thunder have lost two or less games. The Thunder are 15-1. The Pistons are 13-2. They beat the Hawks by 8. They beat the Pacers by 20. They beat the Pistons by 10. Like, the Pistons have been on a run. Now, I think we all agree the Pistons probably aren't going to win the championship, though. So maybe they need that extra piece.
Anything could happen.
They need that extra piece. Kate Cunningham, Anthony Davis. And we will take, here are some of the proposed trades, and you tell me what you think of them.
All right.
And if you'd be interested in doing any of these. Also, it puts the Pistons will shop Tobias Harris' $25.6 million expiring contract ahead of the trade deadline. So that could be something that the Mavs, a little salary match. You have an expensive contract. We'll take that. Would you take Tobias Harris, like I said, $26 million. Karis LeVert, $14 million. Jaden Ivey, young good player, $10 million. And a 2026 first-round pick. And a 2028 first-round pick. And you're sending out this. Anthony Davis, of course, $54 million. D'Angelo Russell, $5 million. It says Dante Exum on here, but I don't really
I would imagine
know.
They
you
would probably.
Can't really. I'm not even going to lie to you guys. With like injured players, it gets real weird and the CBA and stretching and waving and exceptions. So we'll just take him out of that for that. But D'Lo and AD to get Tobias, Karis LeVert, Jaden Ivey, and 2 first-round picks.
It would depend on who that third player would be. If it wasn't Exum,
we'll just say
who
Kayla
would just,
Martin.
I'm doing that in a heartbeat. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Kayla Martin and D'Lo, two guys that, I mean, probably don't want to be here and the team probably doesn't want here.
Yeah,
yeah, I'd do that for sure.
It seems more likely.
You get another pick in 26. You get another first on top of it. You get a young guy. Yeah. I like it.
You just dump Tobias' salary at the end of the year and you got $26 million.
I think it could work for both teams, too.
Yeah. Because think about it. If you're the Pistons, you're giving away Tobias Harris, who you're already ready to give up on.
Yeah.
You're giving up one good player in Jaden Ivey. You're giving up, who was the other player?
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Player that I said, Caris LeVert, sure. And then you're giving up two first-round picks. The two first-round picks in Ivy are obviously the hot commodities.
Yeah, that's what catches my attention.
But you're also, if you're the Pistons, you're getting Anthony Davis. It's not like you're just getting D'Angelo Russell. So if he happens to be healthy, and I would assume if the trade is happening, that
he would be
healthy. I don't think that's a bad trade for the Pistons or the Mavs. Okay, that's trade number one. Here's another trade that has popped up on my timeline. The Dallas Mavericks send out Anthony Davis. That is it. And they get back this. LaMelo Ball, Grant Williams, Liam McNeely from UConn, a top five protected 2028 first-round pick, which means if it's a top five pick, we wouldn't get it. It would go back to the Hornets. It's only if it's outside the top five, the Mavericks would get that pick. And a lottery protected 2030 first-round pick, which means if it's anything in the top 15, we wouldn't get it. It'd go back to the Hornets. What do you think about that? 2030 lottery protected back to the Hornets, 2028 first round, top five protected back to the Hornets, LaMelo, Grant Williams, Liam McNeely, they get Anthony Davis.
I don't think they would do it. I don't think they would bring back. Now, you're on record of saying you don't want LaMelo Ball, right?
What do you mean?
I could have sworn you said at one point you're not a you don't think that LaMelo Ball on this team would be maybe.
This current team?
Yeah.
I don't remember saying that. I mean, better than Anthony Davis. LaMelo Ball, do I think he's maybe the most winningest player? No. But I would be with LaMelo Ball.
Okay.
If they said, we're giving up AD and you get LaMelo, sure. I mean, to me, I think everyone listening right now is fine moving off AD and you want to get some kind of value. All the names I've read, LaMelo Ball is an all-star. Ball is an all-star talent. Jaden Ivey's great and all, but Jaden Ivey is like Max Christie. Like, it's a role player. LaMelo Ball could give you 25, 30 a night. Especially on this team, you might have 40. So I'm with that deal so far.
I like the deal. I don't think they would do it. But
who
I
is
like
they?
I don't think that. Do you really think the Hornets would send that much?
Well, if you think about it, it's not as much as you think. And I'm sure we throw in like a D'Angelo Russell because think about it. The 2028 first round pick, if it's a top five pick, the Hornets get it back.
Mm-hmm.
So we would get at best a sixth overall pick. So it's not like you're getting the number one overall pick. And in 2030, you're getting anything but a lottery pick. So the best we could get is the 16th pick. So out of those picks, the best you could do is 6th and 16th. Grant Williams, who no one cares about. Liam McNeely, who's a young player that hasn't proved himself, in LaMelo. So you're getting like 4 C-minus assets in LaMelo.
I'd like the Anthony Detroit Davis. One more,
okay,
to be honest.
Let's see. I think I had another one here on my telephone. What about this one? Another Hornets one.
Okay.
You send out AD and Caleb Martin. You get back LaMelo, again, because LaMelo's the hot topic.
He wants out, supposedly.
He wants out, but now LaMelo's come out the last couple days and said, I like playing for the Hornets. I didn't ask out. Don't know where that report came from, but we see this all the time in the NBA, where guys are like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And their agents are like, we got you. You send out AD and Caleb Martin. You get back LaMelo and Miles Bridges in a 2027 first. So no more Liam McNeely, no Grant Williams, no lottery protected, but you're getting back Miles Bridges in a 2027 first.
Is it the whole point of this to try to get back a 26 first, right?
No, we have our pick this year.
No, I get that. But, I mean, you want – I mean, it wouldn't hurt to have another, right?
I'd rather ideally. Have the 20. I'd rather have the 2027. You'd rather have two picks in this year's draft rather than 1-1?
Well, I mean, I think that would be a question that I – if you would want a 27 – I know you already have a 26 for this year, and it doesn't look like it's going to be – it looks like it's going to be a pretty solid pick,
yeah.
So
– No, I want a 2027 pick. I'm going to get back in that draft.
I would say that the second Hornets trade would be more intriguing to me.
Okay, what about Anthony Davis and Jaden Hardy to the – like I said, these are all over the timeline right now, so I'm just bringing it to you guys. There's so many LaMelo trades. You trade Anthony Davis and Jaden Hardy. You get back LaMelo Ball, Colin Sexton at $18 million for one more year, and a 2027 first-round pick. So
I'm
pretty much swapping out Bridges for Sexton.
I'm doing that in a heartbeat.
So you'd rather have Colin Sexton than Miles Bridges?
I would.
Okay. And like I said, the Bulls, Mavericks, and Raptors have been the top names mentioned for landing spots for LaMelo Ball. I'm not mad at it. Like, do I think it's super plausible? Not really. But if it were to happen, I think it could make it fun. It's from Tim Bontemps. Sources around the league believe the Chicago Bulls could be a potential trade destination for Anthony Davis. The Bulls could go into a few different directions over the next several months. This is Tim Bontemps, writer for ESPN, putting this out, including adding to the current roster. That has led some sources to speculate whether Chicago, with over $80 million in expiring money, could be a suitor for Dallas's Anthony Davis and could bring the Windy City native home. He's from Chicago.
Hmm.
I could see it, a West executive said, who recently saw Chicago play. Josh Giddey has worked well with Vucevic, but he could use a role man to throw it up, and Anthony Davis would be the perfect fit. What do you think about him going to the Chicago Bulls? That was kind of the first trade idea with the Kobe White, Nikola Vucevic, the first-round picks, expiring money. I'm all for doing that as well.
I am all for doing that. I've seen a lot of – there's a good amount of the Mavericks fan base that wants a guy like Kobe White on this team too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think that's another one that could work really well. The Tolos are throwing their opinions around 6'8"2". Y'all guys are over-evaluating Anthony Davis.
I am not. I'm actually not. These are just
– These are surprising to me as well.
These are just mocks that I'm seeing online. This is not like what Blake thinks is – I'll be honest. I don't know what Anthony Davis' value is, and then if I were to guess, I don't think it's that high that these trades are making it. I'm just reading you what these Twitter posts, and some of these are more credible than others. Some of these are fan-made. Some of these are made by accounts. Some of these are Bleacher Report. So I think we're all ready to move on from Anthony Davis and see what value he can get. The question is, will he have to play to up his value?
Or I think he has to.
Or do teams already know what he is about? Dallas Mavericks are losing right now to the New Orleans Pelicans. We got about 8 minutes left in the second quarter. It's 45-38. No Mavericks in double digits outside of P.J. Washington, who's got 14.
Right.
It's nice to see him bounce back. Coming up on the other side of the Fan After Dark, let's give a little bit of update to the high school football scores as well as the college football weekend ahead. What is happening in Texas high school football and what is happening at Texas University? Coming up next on The Fan.
This segment of The Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Franklin Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost and they only get paid when you win. Franco and Frankel, the go-to car track record attorneys in Dallas.
All right, let me get something clear. I'm reading a bunch of these text messages. I'm not trying to be rude, guys, but who in their right mind is going to trade for them? Yada, yada, yada. These are not trades that I came up with and said, this is Anthony Davis's trade value, guys, and these teams want it. This is what people are putting online. This is what Bleacher Report, ESPN, writers are putting on. Anthony Davis is going to be traded. Sorry to take the cat out the hat. He's going to get traded. At what time and for what? We'll have to wait and see. I think it's somewhere in the middle. Do I think Anthony Davis's trade value is at an all-time low as it's been in his entire NBA career? Yes. Does that mean Anthony Davis is going to be traded for the same thing that Jaden Hardy would be traded for? No. I get it. We hate AD or we don't like that he's hurt. And he felt
a certain way about it.
He got traded for Luka. That doesn't mean Anthony Davis is not going to have zero value. Now, is his value low? Yes. That's why yesterday, if you listen to the Right After Dark, I drink a Sprite, and now I'm just burping.
Yeah, that's on you, man.
I know. I was thirsty. If you listen to me on the Phantom Dark yesterday, I said that Anthony Davis needs to play to up his value. He still has trade value, guys. There's a reason these reports coming out, the Pistons, the Bulls are looking at him, because they're going to be thinking of it like a Kyrie situation where they can buy low on a player.
Yeah, I mean, again, we prefaced that whenever before we got into those quote-unquote trade offers that – these aren't what teams are actually offering. This isn't what we actually think Anthony Davis is worth. I signed off on most of those, theoretically, because I was like, yeah, I don't think that Anthony Davis is worth this much. I don't think Anthony Davis is worth maybe a LaMelo Ball in a first. And then you've got other players involved. I don't think that that's a realistic possibility.
But if it happens, I'm not mad at it.
Hey, you know, we've already been
Why
screwed
is everybody
over.
Trying to hurt AD's value? Like, he's not going to be trying to do that. We're just screwed, guys.
I say we collectively have a fan base. Should gaslight the NBA into thinking that Anthony Davis is.
Correct.
I think we as a Mavericks fan base should gaslight like Rob Pelinka did to Nico Harris into the NBA, so that way we can trade Anthony Davis.
Let's start coming out
and
with
get max profit back.
Max profit. I thought you were saying like Max Christie. I was like Max the profit. I like that. We need to start coming out with some advanced numbers on how AD's so good on his plus minus per 48 when he's not even on the
Let's
court.
Let's just make up stats.
If AD was on the court for 48 minutes in 82 games, this is what he would look like. NBA
A
teams
lot of
should
what
be
ifs.
Getting excited. And then also right here, Blake, it's not Texas University. It's either UT or the University of Texas. Get it right. You offended us people from UT when you said Texas University. I'm so sorry. I apologize. The University of Texas, that I said Texas University. I was just trying to do a tease and get out of the segment. I was not trying to.
Well, you teased incorrectly and you ticked off Texas fans.
I was not trying to. Well, you know who should be ticked off? Be ticked off at the coach. Don't be ticked off at me. Be ticked off
I'm
at
ticked
Sark.
Off at our wide receivers for dropping footballs.
Be ticked off at Sark and the wide receivers for an embarrassment in Athens. I flew out to that game, sat right next to the end zone for them to get their ass kicked for the, not I won't say the entire game, but the fourth quarter. So get mad at them instead of taking out, displacing your anger at me for saying the university right that's got three losses on the season, all right? And I'm a UT fan. I flew to the game, like I said, and they embarrassed me. So you got your anger in the wrong place, 3-8-2.
How was that game, by the way?
Oh, it was fun. Like, Texas got demolished.
Atmosphere was good,
Atmosphere
though.
Was 11 out of 10. Athens, Georgia knows what they're doing. It's such a college town. It's such a rowdy town. I was getting the entire game at me, but it was fun. Like, I didn't mind.
Did you wear Texas gear?
I had a Texas windbreaker that was bright orange and a Texas hat on, and I was in a sea of Georgia fans. So every first down, every sack, every misplay by Texas, I had fans in my face. I had an 8-year-old doing the horns down to me the entire game telling me to
Gotta
go home.
Love it.
He was like, go back home, and just doing this every play. And he's like smiling while he's doing it. So it was fun. I like being.
Someone's going to caption you, by the way, doing the horns down. I'm just saying.
What, right here?
Yeah. Someone's going to caption you doing that.
That's
which
fine.
Now you did it twice.
Horns up.
We've got Tolo's beefing from the 817. That guy complaining about how you talked about TU, which it is UT, probably didn't even go. A bunch of Walmart fans. I've never heard of someone call somebody a Walmart fan.
I like that. A Walmart
fan. I appreciate it. Look, it is University of Texas, but
speaking of them, they play Arkansas this week. What's some other games you're looking forward to this weekend? Khaki Kevin Walker, our college football expert here.
Well, yeah. So I don't know if I can hold that title,
just
but I will
it.
Do
just
my
take it.
Best.
Just take it.
The game that everyone's going to be looking at is Oregon and USC.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7 Oregon, number 15 USC. The fighting Jared Sandlers.
Can I go ahead and put an early prediction? USC is going to win this game. USC, what have they been known for? They can't play physical football. They can't run the ball. They're high-flying, no defense. And all they've done this year is win tough football games against an Iowa. I think they're going to pull up the upset. And I say this pulling my heartstrings because Dante Moore is my favorite quarterback right now. Mm. And I like him. And I like the kid out of, is it Duncanville or Soto, the true freshman receiver, DeCorian Moore?
Yes.
I like him a lot, too. But I just think USC is going to pull the upset. Dan Lanning. And the Oregon Ducks going to fall. And you know what that means. If Oregon starts falling off, some of these teams behind start falling off. The Longhorns start getting propped back up into the playoffs, baby. Come on. What's some other games? Or continue, I interrupted you.
Just for the record, I think Oregon takes care of business. I think people are sleeping on Oregon's possibility of maybe even winning a national championship. Mm. But that's just me. I think they've got a really talented roster. Everyone's going to be watching Georgia play Charlotte, obviously. Miami and Virginia Tech. Maybe Virginia Tech catch a little spark now that they've got a new head coach officially. Texas A&M and Samford for all those Aggies out there. And then the only other ranked matchup, Missouri and Oklahoma. Maybe an upset? I don't know. I didn't call an upset last week, by the way. But I did say that South Carolina was going to give A&M problems. I didn't necessarily predict how it would go. But, man, that first half was riveting as a Texas fan because I love watching the Aggies lose. Just, it is what it is. TCU, Houston. Like I said, it's really going to be Oregon, USC, and Oklahoma and Mizzou that are going to be the games that everyone's going to be watching the most this weekend. And then North Texas plays Rice. So
no go Mean Green. Better game to watch this weekend than North Texas playing Rice. Is giving away free beer, and you're going to need it to drown your sorrows when Drew Messemaker and the Fighting Mean Green Eagles put up 1,000 points. Shout out to Raj Murty, the 24-year-old GM for the team. I got UNT, I think I said like 53-37 the other day. UNT scored 40 points every single game. Drew Messemaker's a Heisman candidate, and UNT is going to find their way into the CFP. Yeah. They're gonna find a way into the CFP.
I love it. No love for Notre Dame from the 214. Look, you play Syracuse. Like number 9 Notre Dame and Syracuse. There you go. I mean, look, let's just take care of business, right? I mean, come on. We know what they're gonna do. This has nothing to do with the game settled down. Pipe the hell down. This has nothing to do with the football team. I could care less. And you didn't go to supposedly UNT. So literally your poser geared out in Texas gear do better from this 3-6-1. We're kind of in the same belt, though. We both went to UNT. We're both Texas fans.
I'm still repping Texas. Texas was playing Georgia. When people asked me at the game, did I go to Texas, I said no. So that would be being a poser if I lied and said, yes, I went to Texas.
Or like you didn't know the roster.
Yeah. I was like, hey, it's sort of my job to be here, and I'm also coming as a fan and rooting for Texas.
Getting paid to be here. No big deal.
Yeah. I'm rooting for Texas to beat Georgia. So if you're – did they say he's not a fan of the school?
I think he was saying you weren't.
Okay, yeah. I just went for bleeps and giggles. I just wanted to waste money and go out there. I don't know how that
said you were a poser geared out and Texas gear do better.
You got me. Don't know what to say to that.
I don't know. I came out of the womb. I was a Texas fan, but I went to UNT, so whatever. The Tolos feel a certain kind of way. So there's your college football slate, and then I guess we'll see what happens. I don't predict anything crazy happening. Outside of Oregon, USC, I think Oregon's a really good school. I think they could take care of a team like USC. Oklahoma has to win. I mean, just straight up, they have to win against Missouri. They're number 8. They kind of took over Texas' spot as, hey, that fringe team that could get in. I love Texas, and I want to sit here and be like, yeah, they've got a chance. I don't really think so. I don't think Texas A&M is one of the best teams, and I don't think that the tradition of Texas being an A&M at the end of the year is going to continue on. I'd love it. I would love for that to be the case, but I just simply don't think so.
Texas will win. You got to have faith. While I'm reading this text, go ahead and bring up those high school football scores. So in the 214, Yo Blake, Duddy Blake, Duddy Blake. Had a doctor's appointment today for my prostate, and he asked if I've had regular bowel movements. I said slam dunk, not. I said slam dunk every morning at 6 a.m., excuse me. He said that was a good sign. But he didn't let me finish and tell him I don't wake up until 7:30. Not sure if I did well or not. But my fiance said no. She's not a doctor, though, so we'll see next week when I get the results.
Thank you from the 214.
Thank you for sharing that 214. That's the kind of people we need in the text line.
214, dumbest school on the planet is OU. Their name is the University of Oklahoma, and they call themselves OU.
Let's get some
I think they're not the only school that does that.
Let's get some more slander about colleges in here because everyone's so passionate. Send us some more. I like the slander.
Yeah, we want the Tolos beefing for sure.
Okay, right. With some high school football.
So let's start with the one that we – it's not looking good. Like, it is not looking good. 38-0.
38-0.
They're in the third quarter.
Fred hasn't sent me a single text.
I don't think you're going to. We know how he deals with losses, too.
Have you texted him, though?
No.
I don't think you should.
I'm left on delivered from a different conversation we were having, but he hasn't texted me.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, DeSoto is defeating Longview 33-14. Coppell over Richardson 24-7. Allen over Lake Highlands 27-0. That one's at halftime at the moment. Let's see. We got some more good ones. Forney over Killeen Harker Heights 35-10. Alrighty, we got Trophy Club Byron Nelson over El Paso Eastwood 62-29 in the fourth quarter.
I don't think that game's close.
No, not particularly. Dickinson over Pearland 14-0. Did we ever figure out the phonetics for Pearland?
Pearland.
Okay, simple enough. Cypress Lakes is losing to the Woodlands College 17-0. Let's see here. Also, obviously, 877-881-1053. If you're at a game or you got a game you want us to shout out, be sure to text that one in. Frisco Lone Star over Georgetown right now at halftime, 27-14. Smithson Valley over Corpus Christi Veterans, 27-0. San Antonio Piper over Corpus Christi Flower Bluff, 28-21. Alito. And an absolute thriller over Amarillo Tascosa, 35-0 in the third quarter. College Station over Beaumont United, 35-7.
Say Beaumont.
I did. You say enough of these, they just all run together. Denton Ryan over Abilene, 45-0. Southlake Carroll continues to do Southlake Carroll things over San Angelo Central, 38-0. So there's some of your score. Oh, and Waxahachie over North Forney. It is a close game, 20-14 in the second quarter. Waxahachie, the Indians currently have the lead.
Well, we will keep you posted on all those high school football scores. If you're at a game and you want us to shout it out, let us know, 877-881-1053. But let's kick back, let's take our shoes off, and let's do a little bit of fair or foul. I've got some rapid-fire ones for Trevor the Creator and Kevin Walker. And when I read one of these, it's going to absolutely knock your socks off, as well as an update on the Dallas Mavericks score next on the Fan After Dark.
This segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get the Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world, they got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverado, Tahoe, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
Thank you, Trevor the Creator. We've got only an hour and 20 minutes left here on the program. We'll be ending at 10 o'clock. I don't know if I said that earlier. So if you were hoping the Fan would be going to 11, it will not. We'll be done at 10 o'clock. But it is time for a little bit of fair foul. And someone said, update on the Kansas high school football game. If y'all could get fired up for Fred on the phone, y'all would be the GOATs.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen tonight.
I don't think you're going to get a fired up Fred.
No.
You might get a fired up Fred for the wrong reason. Because what's the score? What, 38-0?
39-0 in the third.
Yeah, so 2-4, there's your update.
And we can tie this into fair or foul a little bit. Did you guys cry when y'all quit playing? Kevin, did you play college football? Or college football? High school football?
I did play high school football.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Did you guys cry when you?
Because I didn't realize it in the moment. You don't realize it in the moment, and we were all pretty cocky, and so we're like, "Oh, we're all gonna like be fine. We're all gonna be go playing at X school, Y school," and then you realize like how competitive it is, and you're like, "Oh, it's more of a sad realization." None of us cried. We were actually, I think we were very quiet on the bus ride home, and then we cracked jokes when we got back to the. See, what we did is we obviously had it was a late night. You take the bus back to the school, back to the locker room, and you knew it was, for the seniors, you knew it was the last game ever.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we did was most of us had personal cars, and we started putting stuff from the locker room in our cars.
Yep.
Like we started putting the stools or like a just, you know, a towel or something like that to commemorate. And you really didn't get sad until like a couple days later when you're at school and you're talking to people and you're like, oh yeah, it's over. You know, there's a handful of kids who are like Cam Brown, son of Larry Brown, Super Bowl 30 MVP, one of my good friends, knew he was going to Texas A&M on a full ride. So he wasn't really that sad. It was like, it is what it is. But for 98% of the football team, it was like, yeah, we're done. But no tears, more just sad realization days after.
My situation was much different because I stopped playing football after my sophomore year of high school. So I realized early on that I wasn't going to get anywhere. So I decided to go take a different route. I wouldn't say I really cried necessarily, but I mean,
why are you laughing, Trevor?
I thought about it a lot.
I'm looking at Trevor.
What a bum. He quit after sophomore year.
And unfortunately, that's exactly what it is. It's like, that's unfortunate. I'm sorry. But you played baseball, though, right? Did you play baseball?
I didn't play baseball.
I'm trying to give you an out here. That's what I'm saying.
I'm telling the truth.
I'm not going to front. I'm curious if Fred and Zabe. I say all that to say this. I'm looking at you tell this story,
and Trevor's just like,
what a bum, this guy. He's
waiting to burst out laughing. Continue, one of y'all two.
I'm just curious if Zave and Fred are going to have a moment or anything like that, if they're going to be able
to have a moment.
I'm curious if Zave is going to cry or anything like that. That's my only thing. So
turn on the mic. We got a special guest in here.
I don't know. It's everyone reacts differently. I didn't cry, so. It was just like hard feelings, but you move on. You know,
I cried like a baby, so that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm curious. But again, I didn't know if I was going to be playing or anything.
What do you think of Kevin Walker?
What do I think of him?
Well, yeah. Why don't you introduce our guest?
That's fine. What do you think of Kevin Walker? Let's get right into it.
Just jump into it.
That's what we do here on
Fan
After
Dark. This is our good friend Steve Randall joining us on Fan After Dark.
He's an amazing broadcaster.
Oh, he's starting with the disclaimer.
He's a crappy high school football player. Let's just put it that way.
That's fine.
Let's just throw everybody under the bus there. I mean,
isn't it fair to say we were all crappy high school football players?
Well, yeah, if you didn't go to the next level,
exactly.
Yeah, of course you're crappy.
Oh, sorry, Trevor. My bad. You're right. You were studying,
and we weren't all good enough.
I'm sorry.
He said, "Whoa, don't throw."
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Maybe for y'all.
I played college ball. I wasn't good, but I played college ball.
Okay.
So which bus did you ride? Was it the short bus or was it the one with the cheerleaders?
Wow.
I mean, come on. I mean, see, I can make fun of my brother because he and I called him a band nerd, and he got me. I mean, I called him every name in the book, you know, that you do that. And he got me one day, and it was in front of everybody in the family. He goes, "Well, think of it this way. My bus had the cheerleaders on it. Yours didn't."
Mm.
Oh, okay. Mm. All right. I'm done.
Discussion over.
Yeah. He just dropped the mic right there in front of my face.
I didn't play for a good high school team. We were 2-8. So, like,
hey, 2-4. Those who can't do, talk sports radio.
All right. Yeah. Those who can't do, teach. And those who can't teach,
I realized
teach
early
gym.
On, I was like, look, I'm 5'9". I'm not getting any taller. And this is a good time to go ahead and pivot.
Oh, my God. I've done all of that. I've taught, I've coached, and I've done radio.
Look at us.
So, come on.
The Holy Trinity over here. I don't know if you're going to be getting Fred Davis tonight the high school football show.
Let me guess. They're not winning.
You want to guess the score?
Not winning is an understatement.
Is it in the 30s, maybe?
It is in the 30s.
Is there a zero burger on
there
the other side?
There is a zero burger.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Yeah, we're still going to get him. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll get him.
I'll let you send that text.
We're going to get him. I want to know if we're going to get him. That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
You got to tune into the. But I will.
You got to tune into the high school football
show. I'll let him be off the hook tonight. We're off at 10 o'clock. I'll let him just have one
and
phone call today.
He will call me at 10.
I'll let it be one phone call tonight. You want to be part of our fair or foul right here? We're going to do fair or foul.
Let's do it. What are we doing?
It's a staple right here. Okay. This is from GameStop.
Okay.
They are having a trade in everything day. At GameStops across the country. Now, you might be asking yourself, Blake, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
On December 6th,
what does it mean?
GameStop is running a nationwide Trade Anything Day in. Every GameStop location in America is participating. You can bring in almost anything that you own, only one item, as long as it fits inside of a 20 by 20 by 20 box, and you can get store credit from GameStop on Saturday, December 6th. And this is obvious because GameStop's going out of business. Nobody's going inside of the stores anymore. So this is a way to get foot traffic up, get people to buy things in there. Will you be participating in the GameStop pawn shop day, if you will, on December 6th?
Does that include my daughter's cat?
Okay, great question. Here are the things that you are not.
I was going to say, there's a caveat. Curious, by the way, GameStop's not going out of business.
Cheeseburgers, man.
These are the things that are not allowed per GameStop. Hazardous waste, chemicals, or liquids.
Yeah.
Lithium batteries by themselves. Okay. Weapons or ammo.
All right.
Dead animals or live animals.
Oh, or live.
Taxidermy is what they mean.
Taxidermy is allowed.
Whoa. Oh, really?
Taxidermy animals are allowed. But it can't just be like a full-on, I guess, dead animal off the side of the road. No alcohol, tobacco, or drugs. No computers and laptops. Kind of weird.
That is weird.
No external hard drives.
So really, it's not a trade anything.
I mean, I'm just reading from their website.
Trade anything, but
no fax machines, copiers, or 3D printers. No 3D printers. Like, if you bring in a 3D printer,
what are we talking about?
Those are some things that I think you might want.
Shoot. No DVD players or VCRs. No cable or satellite boxes. I'm almost done. No small children. It says it on the post. No small children. I promise you. Nothing pornographic. No recently buried corpses. This is on their website. Your cousin's mixtape. Not allowed. Cribs, car seats, or anything expired. No social security cards or IDs. And no mac and cheese. Everything else is allowed.
I love mac and cheese being last.
Can you imagine being in that room and saying, okay,
all right, what do we got to throw on the list here?
We need to put this on the list.
Because if we don't put it on the list, they're going to bring
they're
it
gonna
in.
They're going to do it.
Well, there's people that there's reason why don't stand on the bathroom toilet seat
someone's
with your
done
upside
it.
Down and your pants pulled down.
There's like, a there's reason for every why. Rule, right?
Exactly.
214.
Somebody did it.
So you can get $7.50 for an Xbox One.
Yeah. I'll say this. I'm curious enough to go and see like some random pawn shop item, because even if they give you $5, it's better than just sitting in your house. There's a bunch of things I took to the pawn shop and the pawn shop told me it wasn't good enough. Oh, this isn't a 2025. Oh, these aren't brand new and clean. I'm like, It's the pawn shop. Yeah, I didn't take these to StockX because they're not good. I took them to you guys, and they looked at me like I was crazy.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, this isn't new. We don't want it. So maybe GameStop will be the new pawn shop.
682, GameStop has actually gotten really big now because they're selling Pokemon cards and sports cards.
Is this true?
That's yeah, GameStop's not going out of business.
I thought they were going out of business.
Well, no, they're not going out of business.
They're going out of selling gaming systems and things like that, strictly gaming systems.
Yeah.
They've gone to a lot more TCG and memorabilia.
What is TCG?
Trading cards. Games, sorry.
I play Magic the Gathering.
Come on, nerd.
Dude, have you looked how old I am?
He said TCG, like we would all know what that
means. There's somebody that knows what a TCG is out there,
yeah,
right?
All yeah, but so about Warhammer. So.
Can't assume everybody knows everything.
Oh, that's fair. Okay, what, sorry.
So
I'm
what, should,
to be
what
smart.
Should they rename GameStop then if they're not going to be selling games anymore? And they're selling TCGs.
Well, it's still a game. Pokemon's still a game. I mean, it.
But it's not. When you think of games, you don't think of Pokemon.
Just call it Stop.
Just Stop.
Trade Stop.
Trade Stop.
I don't know. Again, I think. This to answer the question, I think this is foul.
Really?
I don't think this is something that GameStop needs to be doing.
Oh.
If they're pivoting to what they're wanting to do, I think you need to lean into the game, the card games, the TCGs, like I said. You need to become more like an LGS, a local game store, than try to just, get people in with anything.
Did you just acronym local game store to LGS?
I told you.
Is that a thing that people say, like, find your local LGS, or I guess just find your LGS? That would be it, right?
The unfortunate thing is you still say local LGS.
Okay. So local.
NBA Association. Is that what we're talking about?
National people out there listening right now are going, I thought the governor said that was illegal right now.
So here's my thing. I actually disagree. I think it's foul that they're not allowing some of those things.
That's
and I'm not talking about
thinking.
Like small children.
That's what I was
I want to watch somebody bring in a cup of mac and cheese and see what they can get for it. Yeah. I think that's content. Bring in a box of mac and cheese
maybe
to GameStop. And see how wacky it can get.
That is a lot of stuff, though.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Do you think GameStop is going to make, do you think it's going to be a good business opportunity for them? Like, they're going
to
have a bunch of people in their stores. People are posting
it
online.
I don't.
I think people are going to just try to come up with the weirdest stuff that's, maybe under the radar, not on the list.
Finding a loophole.
Yes.
Oh, there's tons of loopholes.
And it's only one item, correct?
Like one item. They said one
item
per person, which is also kind of weird.
20 by 20 by 20 box.
Yeah. So you got to, really specify this one item they bring, because most of the time when you go to the pawn shop, you got a couple different items you're trying to get rid
of. This is going
to
be a fraternity thing,
for sure.
I just don't know how do you value something like that.
214, damn, Blake, you could have got a bundle for your toaster oven.
I could have, man. They didn't say anything about toaster ovens, right?
Yeah. Microwaves.
I don't think. I gave away
air fryers.
I gave away the toaster oven to some girl, man. Mm. Yeah,
it's always
smart.
A girl.
Wasn't smart over there.
972 TCG, literally trading card game. So
yeah, thank you. Thank
but
you.
Hey, not everybody knows that.
Not everybody. That's again. But I clarified. You're welcome. You're welcome. Learn something.
All right, I
got to
go find my toaster oven and get ready for sports.
You do your thing. We'll send Kevin Walker over there in about an hour.
Please do.
Make sure you listen to the Mythical High School Show.
Absolutely,
with our boys over there.
That's
it was a pleasure as
Good
always.
To see you guys.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Thank you much.
All right, let's talk. Let's reset our headlines. Figure out what's the score of this Dallas Mavericks news or game. Excuse me, high school football scores. The Texas Rangers. If you missed it, and of course. We got two Stars correspondents here. Let's talk a little Dallas Stars coming up next on The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.